It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to the next 15 minutes, our weekly outdoor show here that we've been doing on KETR for several years. I don't know how many years. I think about 6, maybe 7 years. Every week I've had the privilege of visiting with all you folks and talking outdoors. A lot of times, most of the time, I'll have a guest with me, and we'll talk about their particular area of expertise and hopefully shed some light on some subjects that can help you. But this week, I want to just visit with you and kind of tell you some things that's going on in the outdoors with me and things that you might want to be involved in, too. You know, the Patriot Sporting Challenge is coming up at Lake Fork. Now, that's going to be on October the 6th and 7th. This is an awesome event. It's actually a competition, but you don't have to compete to be there. Don't let me mislead you there. But golf, shooting, and fishing competition, four-man teams, and they compete. And the whole reason for this event is to draw money for the Folds of Honor. Last year, they presented the Folds of Honor. This Patriot Sporting Challenge presented the Folds of Honor a check for $100,000. These monies go to the kids of soldiers that's been killed. So it's really a worthwhile event. But it is October 6th and 7th. You can go online to learn more about it, PatriotSportingChallenge.com, PatriotSportingChallenge.com. And I'll give you a number. You can call Gary. He's the kind of the ramrod of this, and he's a good contact for you. But the number, if you want to call, 855-772-2017. That's 855-772-2017, the Patriot Sporting Challenge, or PatriotSportingChallenge.com is easy for you to remember, and you can go there and get all that information, too. There's a lot of things, items, and trips and things like that will be raffled off. Pyramid Air, which is a big, actually the biggest air gun supply company in the country, has donated one of the Dragon Claws. That'll be up on auction. All those monies will go to the kids. You know, I mean, that's the whole goal, is to draw money to help these kids. But the Dragon Claw will be there. I'm going to be there. They're at the shooting, competition. Is of course, it's the country club there, the links it lands in. It's, I know a lot of you know about the country club, but that's where the evening event and all will be. But the shooting takes place not far from there. I'm going to be set up at the shooting range. Pyramid Air has donated the big bore air gun, and we're gonna and the bullets and everything, the lead bullets to shoot. So I'm going to be there. If you've not had the opportunity to shoot the big bore air guns, I think there's going to be a season for big game here this year. That's yet to be announced, but we're pretty close to getting a thumbs up on a season where you can. Well, it's not a special season, but you can use big bores during the firearm season. But that's just about to be approved, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of interest in these big bore air guns. Come by and say hello to me. You'll see a banner, Pyramid Air. I'll be right there, and I'll put one of these big bore air guns in your hand. We'll go over there and walk about 50 yards to the range, and you can shoot it and get the feel. Maybe I can, you know, help introduce you to something new and fun. They're a new way to shoot and ultimately to hunt. But that's coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to do a lot of good. And again, it's October 6th and 7th at Lake Fork, PatriotSportingChallenge.com. Now, another event, these are in October, both of them, but another event that I'm going to be present at is the Ben Wheeler Feral Hog Festival. Now, this is a lot of fun, and this will be my third year to be there. I was there as a judge one time, of the cooking contest, and then the next time I had a booth where I had a book signing, the book that I wrote on hunting hogs, Kilda Grill. I had those there, and I was signing the books for folks. So I'm going to be there this year, but I'm not going to be judging. I'm going to be cooking. So Jeff Rice, a good buddy of mine, and his wife, Demi, we're gonna try our hand at competition cooking out there. The contest, there's pork, and there's chili, and there's beans. All of it has to be wild, feral hog, you know, wild hog. So Jeff and I are going to be out on the look for a fat feral hog here pretty soon, and we're going to vacuum seal that meat, and we're going to wait and cook it in October the 6th and 7th in the competition. Jeff's wife, Demi, has got a bean recipe that's so I haven't tried it, but it's got to be good. I've heard a lot about it. She's going to do the beans, and then, of course, I'll make some. We'll all double team it there, and we'll make some chili in the competition too. But that will be October the 27th at Ben Wheeler there. It's right there at the park in downtown Ben Wheeler, so it's easy to find, you know. But it's a big deal. There's live music all day long. And just a whole lot of fun. A lot of booths there. If you're interested in wild hogs, you can come by. You don't have to be interested in wild hogs to have fun out there at that event. But for more information, for all the information, actually, BenWheelerTX.com. BenWheelerTX.com. You can go there and you can actually download a PDF where you can register and for the different cooking contest, or get you a booth or whatever. Guess what? It is almost hunting season time, folks. September the 1st kicks off a tradition that I've partaken in for most of many, many, many years, opening of dove season. I have had to miss it a time or two because of commitments, but I'm going to be up at Ranger Creek Ranch. And if you have yet to find a place to hunt doves, you can go online, rangercreekranch.com. Come on up there with us. I'm going to be there with some buddies. And Renelle Scott's a good friend of mine. She owns her family and herself. They own the ranch. It's up west of Seymour near the little community of Vera, V-E-R-A. But you can go online there to rangercreekranch.com and get all the information. They manipulate the landscape for the country for doves. They plant for them and brush hog them down, you know, sunflowers and things like that. So traditionally, Ranger Creek Ranch in that area of Knox County is a red hot dove hunting destination. I mean, lots of native birds, and then of course what a lot of people don't realize, opening day that's the only time a lot of people hunt doves. But when those northers start whistling up there up in the northern Midwest, those dove, they're a migratory bird. They're coming south, and a lot of them come right through that country, Knox County up there and Cedar Break country. And good place to hunt dove. They've got Ranger Creek Ranch, got a package deal, lodging if you need to stay. But you can go to rangercreekranch.com and call Renelle Scott and talk to her there, and she can give you all the details. And you know what's coming up next after September is the opener of bow season, archery season for white-tailed deer. As an old outdoor writer, I hunt a lot of different ways. There was a time when I just bow hunted. That's all I did for probably 10 years. But now I'll bow hunt, and then I'll go to, I'll rifle hunt. I'm going up to New Mexico. Some buddies of mine have a ranch up there, and Hunter Supply, actually the folks that make the bullets, they've got a place up there, friends of mine, and going to go up and try to get a mule deer, but that's going to be a little bit later. So I hunt with all kind of crossbows, compound bows. I use firearms when I need, or center fire rifle, nothing wrong with that, but even air rifles. I've killed a lot of, the last 7 years I've killed, taken a lot of wild hogs and exotics, and I'm going to try to get a white-tailed deer this year with an air gun if this season passes, and I feel pretty confident that it will. It's, you know, I think the 23rd of August this month, the commissioners meet, and they make the final ruling on the use of air guns. So I think that's going to pass too this year. But back to bow hunting just real quickly here. I've bow hunted for a long time, and I really love to get out there. I love the challenge of it. But if you're a bow hunter, you know, now it's not too late to get ready. But the main thing is to make sure that bow is in good working order. Look at the string on your bow. We're talking compound bow, but this would equate to crossbow or whatever. Check the string, and if it's one or two little frays, that doesn't mean it's not a good string on it. But if it looks worn pretty much, take it into a qualified bow mechanic. You've still got time to put a new string on it to get your peep served into it, tied in, and get you everything set up for it. But not at all too late, but you need to get going pretty quick. And then practice. Here lately I've been shooting 3 or 4 times a week, getting out and not shooting 20 arrows, but really concentrating and shooting about 6 or 8 arrows at a time, and then I'm done. So I think it's important, if you don't have to shoot so much, so many repetitions. What is important is to practice and make sure you use good form when you're shooting, and just do it. You know, once you learn how to shoot a bow, make sure you do your very best to have your form there. Release is a big thing. That's a point of interest too, on when you're releasing that bowstring, folks. This is kind of technical in a way, but some people try to hold that pin dead steady. Now, that's the goal anyway when you're shooting a bow. Hold it as steady as you can. We're talking a compound bow. But others, you're not going to be able to hold it right on a pinpoint target. You just can't. Your heartbeat, it's just impossible, physically impossible to keep it dead steady. What I do, I take a deep breath, draw the bow back, center that pin where I want it, whichever pin, 20, 30, 40, whatever I'm shooting, center it on the dot, the target, 3D or whatever that you're shooting. And when I see that dot is right on the where I want to shoot, I squeeze. Some people will just keep it, and if you're a bow hunter, you know what I'm talking about. It'll just start moving around and around, and then you just, when it looks good, you squeeze. But to me, I realize it's not going to stay right. The sight pin's not going to stay right on the spot all the time. But when it's steady and when it's right there, that's when I squeeze. Yeah, that's a tip, that the way I do it. And I use, when I'm bow hunting, I use one pin for 90% of my shots. I say all of them that I've ever killed deer. I used to set 20, 30, 40-yard pins. But as fast as today's bows are, you really don't need to do that. I don't need to do it. I set one pin at 25, and that pin I use from point blank out to 30 yards. And I just don't shoot white-tailed deer past 30 yards. That's pretty good ways out. A lot can happen when you're before the arrow actually reaches the critter at past 30 yards. They can jump the string, they can move, whatever. But that's a little tip that might help you. One pin, today's bows, my bow now is 55 pounds, set at 55, and it's shooting around 300 feet per second. So, you know, yeah, their bows today without a lot of poundage are shooting some really, really strong, arrow speeds. Folks, we are out of time. Do remember, catfishradio.org. Catfishradio.org is my website. You can go there and maybe read my newspaper column or listen to some archives of our radio shows. Until next week, be safe in the outdoors. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.